Welcome to the Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. This month's agency is the National Security Agency.
Welcome to the program. I'm Julia Ziegler. My guest today is John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency. I wanted to start by asking you a little bit about your background, John. How did you end up in this position?
Sure. Great question, and thanks for having me on the show. My undergraduate degree is in math and physics, and I spent a lot of time working in information security and kind of the more science-y part of things. I then got interested in the law, went back and got a law degree, and I think that's kind of exactly how I ended up in this position, which is compliance is really about the place where the rules and the laws intersect with the technology, intersect with the people, intersect with the actual activities that we do. Compliance is really right in the midst of all of that. And so I think it was somewhat natural that I ended up in this position.
You held other positions at NSA before this one. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. A lot of my early days were in, like I said, a lot of the mathematical areas, information security. I then went down actually on a tour down to Department of Homeland Security to do some cybersecurity work, and then also worked in some of our industry partnerships areas. I've always liked to sort of stay in the area where we're really focused on technology, focused on the core missions of NSA.
You talked a little bit about that intersection and how this position kind of really fit those things that were in your background. Tell us a little bit about what a director of compliance does at NSA and how this position came about. I mean, you're the first one to hold it. I believe 2009 was when this position was created.
So 2009 is exactly right. I like to think about compliance as essentially bringing rules to life. We try to be very proactive. We try to really understand how the rules are trained with our people, how the rules are in our technology, how the rules adjust to changes in technology, for example. The rules that we focus on are the ones that afford privacy protection to U.S. persons as we conduct the two big core missions of NSA, the signals intelligence and the information assurance. Those are really the rules we focus on. Compliance is a broad term, obviously, but this position was stood up in 2009 with an existing compliance organization in place. So really we were able to build on that foundation and really kind of grow and evolve it.
Tell me how your previous jobs then compare to this one.
So my previous jobs tended to be more directly in one of the areas, directly in technology, directly in the operational activities, you know, directly in maybe more the policy world. This job is really a foot in each of them and not making decisions in any one of them. We let the technology folks build the technology. We let the lawyers and the policy people make the rules, right? We let the people that are managing people manage people. We're really trying to kind of have a foot in each of them and really understand how each of them changes, how we synchronize changes in one area with another area, and really focus not just on present activities, but focus on planning for the future, recognizing that things change. And it's always better to have planned for something than to suddenly find yourself having to do it very quickly.
Now, is this position specific to NSA, or do other agencies have compliance directors as well?
So great question. Other agencies do. I think this position is actually statutorily required for NSA, recognizing, I think, the importance of privacy, compliance with the rules to protect that privacy. You know, I interact with peers in other federal agencies, and I think the position of chief compliance officer, maybe more of an industry bent, is certainly very common in industry. And we, in fact, try to interact a lot with other government personnel and even industry, even academia. It's a great area to be in. So it's certainly, there's lots of best practices, lots of, you know, collaboration that goes on.
That was going to be my next question. We have the CIO Council, the CAO Council, the CHCO Council. While there may not be a compliance director's council, there are plenty of people, as you said there, you can throw ideas off of. How helpful is it to have people you can exchange ideas with and best practices with?
It's very helpful. It's a thing we focus on a lot, even internally, really growing. And we formed the compliance officer work role, for example. I think Kathy Hudson was on previously. A thing we've really tried to focus on. We send people out for training things that are offered by compliance organizations elsewhere or associations. It's an area we really want to grow and strengthen is our ability to really not only take best practices, but really over time, I think, start to talk about some of the unique best practices that occur in a, you know, in a big agency like NSA.
Tell me a little bit about your office itself. How is it made up? How many people work for you? And what kinds of jobs are they doing on a daily basis?
So there's a couple hundred people working formally in compliance organizations across the agency. My office is really a headquarters office. Our job is really to strengthen each of the compliance organizations that are out there and really synchronize them. So I have a small to medium-sized staff, and we really tried to structure the compliance organizations and the people working compliance essentially the way compliance is done, which it occurs everywhere, every day, in every place. And so we essentially have reflected that reality in our compliance organizations.
We have to take a short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency.
Looking for innovative and creative solutions to unique national security challenges? Look no farther than Sage Management. Whether it's providing critical mission-related support to the U.S. Army, developing enterprise-wide architectures for the Air Force, working with cloud technologies, or defending national interests from cyber attack, Sage Management's mission is simple. Apply sound business management practices, proven engineering solutions, and expertise to solve complex national security challenges. Sage consultants provide full-spectrum, lifecycle support from concept, exploration, prototype, and system development to fielding and deployment. Sage experts have the know-how to get the job done on time and on budget, essential with today's tight budgets. Sage provides professional management, engineering, cybersecurity, software development, analysis, training, and modeling and simulation to both the federal and state government. Sage employees pride themselves on their integrity and professionalism in providing quality mission support to their clients. To find out more about Sage Management and career opportunities, visit sage-mgt.net. That's sage-mgt.net.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency. Mr. DeLong, I wanted to talk to you about the misconceptions about your job and about your position. You talked to us earlier about what your job is, but what isn't your job? What don't you do?
I'm glad you asked the question. It's certainly something I hear. A couple of things. First, compliance is a broad term, so very often I have to clarify the scope of what we're looking at, right? There's different rules for different things, financial, et cetera. As I mentioned before, we focus on compliance with the rules, the procedures that protect U.S. person privacy as we conduct our core missions. So that's something I usually have to clarify every once in a while. I'll get a question, you know, what about a financial aspect? And I'll make sure they find the right place. The second thing, I think a very common misconception is that I'm somehow an independent overseer, or I somehow am performing audits, or I'm somehow just doing very point inspections. Really, compliance is much more about rolling up our sleeves, really getting down into that day-to-day decision space, the planning space. Absolutely, we have our internal oversight. We have external oversight. I interact with them on a daily basis, right? The paths up and down the halls are well-trodden. But, you know, there's often a misperception that somehow compliance is the same as oversight, or my job is really to be very independent. You know, I have a lot of independent oversight, and I rely on them to help me in my job. But my job is really to roll up my sleeves, really help keep everything aligned in the day-to-day space. If I can take a third misconception,
absolutely.
I think sometimes people come to the compliance people or that thinking that we somehow make the underlying rules. We work with the lawyers, with the policy folks, right, with our external oversight, et cetera, to make sure those rules are clearly defined. Our job then is really to focus on safeguards, really bringing them to life. Right? How do we make sure the technology understands the rules, that people understand the rules? And when we go, you know, pull that thread end to end, it all works well, and it all works well over time. That's really, I would say, three. There's other misconceptions, but, you know, well, I think three is a good one.
Those are the big three.
Big three.
You talked there about the day-to-day. I'm wondering, what is the day-to-day like in John DeLong's world?
Right. So the day-to-day, it's high stakes. Like I said, we really roll up our sleeves. So we're not sitting there waiting for stuff to happen. I, for example, sit in budget planning meetings where I'm focused 2 years out. Right. I'm working with the other compliance organizations. I meet with the heads of them regularly. We really are trying to be very proactive. That's really the name of the game in compliance. You got to be planning. You got to be dealing with the present day, but you also have to be planning. So we sit in a number of fora. For example, back to the earlier misconception question that, for example, an independent overseer, you know, they're not in those forums, and they, I think, rely on us to be in those forums to make sure we're setting us up for success.
How has this position evolved over the past 3 years? As I said earlier, you were the first person to take this job at NSA, and I can only imagine it has changed.
It's changed rapidly. It's evolved rapidly. Like you said, I'm the first person in this exact a first person in this position, the function of compliance, the role of compliance, the organization of compliance existed when I stepped into this job. So, you know, there's a usual startup with a new organization, but I was really able to build on a very strong foundation, but then really take it up to the level of looking at it from the director, deputy director's level to make sure we're looking end-to-end, making sure we're really understanding technology, really understanding, you know, how our people, how our procedures all work together. I would say the biggest shift, if I could characterize it, is from initially, I think in any new thing, you're very much focused on the present. What we've been able to do is really continue the focus on the present, but really spend more and more time looking 1 year, 2 years out, trying to anticipate changes in technology, trying to understand, right, legal and policy things at a very granular level, even looking out and making sure that we're really planning for that, right? Making sure we're laying in the resources. And so that when we get 2 years from now, you know, my goal is when we get 2 years from now, if I'm still in this position or whoever else feels like it's been well planned and maybe we're just making micro adjustments, right, to where we want to focus our technology, where we want to focus our training, where we want to adjust our procedures.
How does your position overlap or complement the IG at your agency?
Great. Again, a question I get a lot. I really think complement is exactly the word, as you said. We both do focus ultimately on safeguards and internal controls and right, making sure the rules are aligned with technology. But really, we're doing it from two different angles. The inspector general with a degree of independence and a degree of auditing and inspections, us with more of a rolling up our sleeves, being in that day-to-day decision and planning cycles. So, you know, we, like I said before, there's a well-trodden path between me and the inspector general. We speak on a daily basis, but right, we really play two very different roles.
When it comes to compliance issues themselves, I'm wondering if you can explain to us how you find out about potential compliance breaches. Are incidents brought to your attention? Does your office actively monitor things? And maybe this goes back to a misconception that I have about the position in terms of exactly what you do and don't do.
So I think the answer is yes to everything that you that you just said there. So, for example, every new employee that comes in is actually briefed by a member of my staff and the lawyers, the policy folks, and is reminded of their obligations to self-report. You know, even if they're not quite sure of something, they need to come forward. So we hear about incidents through self-reporting. There's monitoring types of things that you referred to that we do as well. You know, we also, again, back to my proactive thing, we really try to proactively think ahead as to maybe we need to upgun the technology here, right? So to make sure it understands the rules better, to maybe we need to add another training class, right? So we're not just learning about things and reacting to them. You know, that really is not where we try to focus our energy. We really try to focus our energy on
the prevention
on
side.
On the prevention side, on the planning, on the proactive side.
Have there been many incidents of noncompliance lately? And if so, you know, what's the next step in that process once you find out that something has occurred?
So I guess you're asking whether if there happens to be an incident, sort of what happens next,
right.
Maybe
right.
Kind of walk you through the process.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's really, I like to think of it in kind of a four-step process. The first is let's make sure we stop that non-compliant activity, right? To the degree we you know, kind of a pause button maybe or a stop button on an assembly line. You know, second is we want to make sure we report that. It's really one of the kind of bedrocks of our compliance program and the oversight programs is that we self-report, right? We make sure that goes to our internal, back to the inspector general. We also make sure that goes externally. You know, that's really, really an area we focus on. I think the sort of third and fourth step are combined, but really deal with different scales. So we'll take a look at maybe with a microscope or a magnifying glass and say, okay, how can we remedy this particular one? Is it a training thing? We need to add a little bit more training. Is it another message to the workforce? Is it a technology? Was it just, you know, a glitch, for example? And then the fourth thing is we really try to look at it across all scales, step back and say, all right, looking forward, is there maybe at a more general level, is there another class we need to put in place? Is there a process we need to adjust? You know, is this, for example, something that Inspector General and I need to talk about?
Right. Are there specific compliance issues that you see that either continually come up or that are of the biggest concern for you?
So I won't get a very good performance appraisal if I have things that reoccur. So,
right. Fair enough.
So the answer there is no. We have our own compliance efforts. We have our internal oversight. We have our external oversight. So really the three of those, we all try to really put our heads around and make sure, you know, to the degree the scenario you raised, that we're really focused on those, we're really fixing those, and we're, again, not to the exclusion of focusing on everything else.
We have to take one more short break. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency.
Looking for innovative and creative solutions to unique national security challenges? Look no farther than Sage Management. Whether it's providing critical mission-related support to the U.S. Army, developing enterprise-wide architectures for the Air Force, working with cloud technologies, or defending national interests from cyber attack, Sage Management's mission is simple. Apply sound business management practices, proven engineering solutions, and expertise to solve complex national security challenges. Sage Consultants provide full-spectrum, lifecycle support from concept, exploration, prototype, and system development to fielding and deployment. Sage experts have the know-how to get the job done on time and on budget, essential with today's tight budgets. Sage provides professional management, engineering, cybersecurity, software development, analysis, training, and modeling and simulation to both the federal and state government. Sage employees pride themselves on their integrity and professionalism in providing quality mission support to their clients. To find out more about Sage Management and career opportunities, visit sage-mgt.net. That's sage-mgt.net.
Welcome back to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio. Our guest today is John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency. John, I wanted to start by asking you, what are some of the biggest challenges you have as the compliance director at an agency like NSA?
I think two, maybe a short term and a long term. The short term I mentioned a little bit previously, which is there's been a shift in since I took this job in our, not so much a shift, but really an additional thing of we've always focused on the present. And we're now really focused 1-2 years out in the resource planning. That's where I put a lot of my attention. And I would say it's a challenge to know, how do you predict something that occurs 2 years from now? How do you try to anticipate a technology change, plan for it? But how do you leave enough wiggle room such that 2 years from now you understand? That's been, and how do you do that with laws and policies that are constantly evolving? So that's, I would say, short term. Long term, the biggest challenge that kind of keeps me up at night from a more generic point of view is how do I make sure we have the right pipeline of compliance people? Our director and deputy director are always talking about the great people at NSA. I interact with, all of them on a daily basis. But from where I sit, my position is director of compliance. I'm thinking of the, couple hundred folks across NSA. How am I getting that pipeline in there, right? Are they going through the right sets of tours of positions that is really setting us up to be a really value-added compliance organization that really understands, not just the science of compliance, and there really is an emerging science of that, but also, thinking about the culture that we have, the missions that we have, the specific technology that we have, and really joining those two. So I mentioned before we formed the compliance officer work role. That's a way to sort of funnel that energy and really make sure we understand the training, the courses, the rotations that we need.
So what kinds of people are you looking to join the compliance department at NSA?
Great people. So, we're always hiring. So, come on in. I'm really looking for, and this was something the deputy director asked me when I took this job. He said, I want compliance to be a microcosm of NSA. And that's really, I think, very reflective of what compliance is. It's a place where the technology people, right, work with the mission folks, right, with the lawyers and that. So I'm looking for folks that aren't just great in one area, but that are great across multiple areas and are able to really bring people together, right, so that we can kind of keep those things connected all the time.
Where do these people come from? Do you find them mostly internally, folks that are working in other areas at NSA, the IG's office, for example, or do you find them in the private sector or both?
Most of them are internally. Back to maybe some comments about the Inspector General. We've brought a couple folks down from the Inspector General's office. They really understand that science of internal controls and safeguards. We've also brought in folks from the technology area to really make sure we understand systems engineers, you name it. We've brought in folks from other departments and agencies that, wanted to work kind of in the compliance area. And then, I think, as I said, kind of my long-term thing is really to understand how do we get that pipeline of people, bring in some external perspectives into the compliance program, bring in that there's really a compliance community that's emerging in industry and academia, and I really want to leverage that.
What issues are at the top of your short-term and long-term to-do lists? I know we talked earlier about your short-term and long-term challenges, but do your to-do lists overlap with these challenges?
I think it actually aligns pretty closely with the challenges that I talk about. My to-do list, right, is really in the short term, sort of ironically focused on that long-term planning effort. In addition to the day-to-day, I'm always looking at, are the compliance organizations well-staffed? Do they have the resources they need? Are they synchronizing with each other? So that's kind of my short-term charge. Long term, again, really focus on resources, and I would say kind of more on the human resource side to make sure we're really bringing in this pipeline. So that's, you know, maybe the same answer, different question, but really they're almost very well aligned.
Since you're going after some of the same people that the IG office in your agency would be looking to hire, or compliance departments in the private sector would be going after, do you find it's hard to find the right people for these compliance positions? Are you able to leverage the work you do at NSA to your advantage?
I think leverage is exactly the word. We've been actually quite successful in bringing folks into the organizations, even into compliance. I think, you know, there's obviously every once in a while people say, ooh, you know, the compliance folks, but folks that get to, you know, get a little bit of an insight into it, you know, literally, you know, folks that I've talked to have said, boy, this is a great, and then they go out and talk to their friends. So, you know, thank goodness, you know, we're actually doing quite well in bringing folks in.
Word of mouth is sometimes the best thing for places, right?
That's exactly.
I wanted to finish up our interview today by giving you the opportunity to discuss anything we haven't touched on today.
Great. And thanks for the opportunity both to be here and also an ending thought. You know, I think maybe it goes without saying, but it's very much worth saying, is that this is NSA, I think, by creating this position, by resourcing it, it's really a very outward sign of our focus on how we protect privacy. And in fact, the motto of our organization is protecting privacy at mission speed. And that's really the other thing I wanted to pick up on, is that this is a high stakes area, right? There's national security at stake. We're the national security agency by name and by mission. And it's something that we really have to do both of those. We have to protect privacy and we have to do it at mission speed. And we really have to roll our sleeves up, right? We really have to focus on it. It's an exciting place to be. As I mentioned before, it's been great to leverage the expertise both in the government, with industry, even with academia. There's a tremendous amount of great compliance management tools emerging. This is an area that really is a very exciting place to be in. So thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, and thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks to John DeLong, Director of Compliance at the National Security Agency, for joining us today. You're listening to Agency of the Month on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Search Agency of the Month. Agency of the Month, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.